The Biden administration is preparing what could be one of its final major weapons packages for Ukraine. This comes as Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin heads to Germany this week for a critical meeting with international allies. Austin is expected to announce the aid during the 25th meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group at Ramstein Air Base on Thursday, January 9th. It remains unclear whether the coalition established under Austin's leadership will continue under the incoming Trump administration. Officials anticipate the new package will total several billion dollars and will be sourced from existing U.S. military stockpiles for rapid delivery. The aid is expected to include critical equipment such as air defense systems, artillery, and armored vehicles. While substantial, the package will not deplete the approximately $4 billion remaining in congressionally authorized funding for Ukraine. Defense officials have indicated that more than a couple of billion dollars will likely be left for the incoming administration to allocate as it deems appropriate. In recent weeks, the Biden administration has expedited nearly $6 billion in military and economic aid to Ukraine. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen recently announced $3.4 billion in economic support to sustain Ukraine's government operations, schools, and emergency services, alongside $2.5 billion in security assistance to address immediate defense needs. Since 2022, the U.S. has provided $66 billion of the $126 billion in total aid contributed by international allies. The Ukraine Defense Contact Group, comprising 50 nations, has played a pivotal role in coordinating this support. Established by Austin after Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine, the group has focused on delivering training, equipment, and financial assistance to bolster Ukraine's defenses. As the conflict approaches its third year, both Ukraine and Russia are seeking strategic gains before the U.S. presidential transition on January 20th. Ukraine continues to face relentless missile strikes and aerial attacks from Russia, while simultaneously launching a second offensive in the Kursk region. Transition discussions between the Biden administration and President-elect Donald Trump's team have addressed the future of U.S. aid to Ukraine. While Trump has pledged to end the war, he has acknowledged that achieving such a goal will likely be complex.